And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Matt Hughes. In North Carolina, we're at a crossroads. Our state's legislature has decided to not invest in education, our biggest selling point to the rest of the world to create jobs and prosperity here while investing in our people. The latest budget dismantles public education in North Carolina by spending millions of public dollars to pay for a voucher scheme, cuts nearly $500 million from public education over the course of 2 years, fires thousands of teachers and teachers' assistants, takes away career status, also known as tenure, from teachers, and 10,000 students will stand to lose financial aid to the UNC system and the community colleges, not to mention the continued elimination of the North Carolina Teaching Fellows Program, which recruited the best and brightest students to become the most effective teachers in our state's classrooms. And it's not just about the cuts in education, but the divestment in those who will educate our children. An educational theorist, Ken Robinson, said, "There is no system in the world or any school in the country that is better than its teachers. Teachers are the lifeblood of the success of our schools. What incentive is there for new and young teachers to enter the classroom? A first-year teacher currently is paid $30,800, and there have been virtually no pay increases since 2008, thereby ensuring North Carolina is close to last in teacher pay. New teachers with a master's degree will not receive a pay increase starting in 2014. That's after they took out thousands of dollars in student loans to become a licensed, highly qualified teacher with the hope of earning a little extra pay. Not to mention that some districts have cut back their local salary supplement. In education, it's not always about money. It's about the resources and support available to teachers to carry out their mission. It's about the ability of teachers to have individualized lesson plans for students who need it. It's about our willingness to not only invest in our students, but our teachers as well. We cannot put students first if we put our teachers last, because we will fail to lure the best and brightest into the classroom to mold, prepare, and guide the minds of our future." This is Matt Hughes.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM WCHL.